This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Bitter, brutal, biting cold continues to grip the state today. Residents are reminded to keep skin covered, wear loose-fitting layers, and wear gloves, hats, boots, and a scarf to cover your face if you're going to be outside for any length of time. Signs of hypothermia include excessive shivering, confusion, exhaustion, and slurred speech. Signs of frostbite include skin that turns white or grayish-yellow, skin that feels waxy or too firm, and numbness. Local warming shelters can be found by dialing 211. Today's high is not expected to get above zero. We will see warmer temperatures coming in on Wednesday, along with a chance of snow. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold warning through noon today. Officials said frigid weather could bring wind chills of 25 below zero or colder. Many school districts announced cancellations for today, including Green Bay and Appleton. Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and Neenah already had plans to close today for teacher training. With the brutal temperatures we've been having, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight, can be found by dialing 211 or going online to 211 Wisconsin. Do not throw hot water on your frozen windows and doors to de-ice them, no matter what the trendy internet hacks say. This is from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. They took to their Facebook page to remind people that hot water, glass, and ice don't mix. That's how you get cracked and shattered windows. Instead, use your defrosters and wait for the car to warm up, then use a scraper to remove the ice and snow. And make sure to clear all your windows, windshields, and mirrors for full visibility. Police arrested a man they described as incoherent and delusional Monday afternoon. Ashwaubenon police say the man barricaded himself inside of a crawl space of a home after behaving in an out-of-control manner. Pepper balls and a canine were used to apprehend the suspect to no avail. Police had to enter the crawl space and arrested the man after a struggle. The suspect was taken to the Brown County Jail. Charges are pending. A Wasaki man was killed when he failed to yield to the right-of-way while leaving a private driveway onto U.S. Highway 141 last week. Marinette County Sheriff's officials say 58-year-old Russell Reynolds hit a vehicle driven by a 22-year-old Green Bay man Friday as he attempted to leave the driveway. Reynolds was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle and sustained fatal injuries. Wisconsin Democrats presented the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of three bills last week. This package of bills is designed to lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites. One of the bills is the Healthy School Meals for All. That would provide free breakfast and lunch for all students in public schools. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay supports the bill and says it makes fiscal sense.
That every kid would be able to get breakfast and lunch, and that we would actually save money because the cost of administering a program and collecting fees actually cost us dollars. So right. It's actually government efficiency to actually provide a non-mean-tested free access to meals.
And the homestead tax credit would be expanded under the package, says Wisconsin Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
An expansion of the so-called homestead tax credit, which helps low-income people and senior citizens on fixed incomes with their property tax bills. So that's something that very directly helps people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet. And
that expansion would allow people making up to $35,000 a year to take advantage of the credit. And the final bill would put caps on certain prescription medications, such as insulin. The three bills proposed by the Wisconsin Democrats may have a hard sell in the legislature, which leans towards the Republican side. Rivera Wagner.
There will be a debate. They may not get passed, but the answer to pushing things that you believe in isn't waiting till they're the perfect time. It's making sure that we're very clear about them and making sure that people of this community are interested in advocating for that with us.
Rivera Wagner and Wall both made their comments on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it at civicmedia.us. AARP in Wisconsin has announced they're now accepting applications for their 2025 Community Challenge Grant Program. According to a press release, the program provides grant funding for quick action projects to improve quality of life in communities across the state, specifically targeting residents who are 50 years old and older. The projects could include things like upgrading transportation, housing, and digital infrastructure, or improving public places. The organization will be accepting applications from local nonprofits until March 5th. A new vending machine is in operation at the Waupaca County Courthouse, but it's not a place to get snacks and cold drinks. Rather, it's a public health vending machine filled with health and safety items that are free to those who need them. Items included in the vending machine are medications to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose, fentanyl testing strips, COVID tests, condoms, first aid kits, gun locks, and even tick removal kits. Waupaca County Public Health Services paid for the vending machine from a $50,000 grant from the state. Multiple public health vending machines are available throughout Northeast Wisconsin, including some in Brown, Outagamie, and Winnebago counties. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new outreach campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. According to a press release, DHS officials say about 9,300 people under the age of 18 in Wisconsin will try cigarettes for the first time each year, half of whom will start with menthol cigarettes. Officials are also warning about targeted marketing of the products in communities of color, leading to a higher rate of smoking prevalence. The DHS is running a digital marketing campaign to expand the public awareness. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won four in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with an up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over .500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I guess I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Like it or not, Hollywood, the AI can has been opened and looks like it is here to stay. The editor for the film The Brutalist says I was used to nail the Hungarian accent for actors Adrian Brody and Felicity Jones. Editor David Jansko says Hungarian is one of the hardest accents or dialects to perfect and says by the end of post-production, even native Hungarians wouldn't know the difference. The filmmaker says they were careful not to affect the actors' performances. I guess that makes us feel a little better? Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under $11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number five last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million $1,000, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number one last week, but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be bitterly cold again today. Temperatures will hang in the single digits below zero here all day long, but things will get better. Temperatures are going to rise tonight. A little light snow overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with temps climbing back into the upper teens by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.